It's the Emrosiano Radio Show with Harley Breen on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM for telstra.com.au. It's time now for some free therapy. It's very exciting. Dr. Richard Chambers joining us today. Thanks, Dr. Richard.
Round of applause. Thank you.
Always. And just let me get this out. APS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. So smooth. That's what we call a credit line in the business, Joel.
Yeah.
Dr. Richard, we're going to talk about a couple things today, and they all kind of tie in. Because initially you brought to the table, you want people to be kinder to themselves, give themselves a break. There's a lot of unhappiness now because of comparing our lives on social media.
Yeah, there is.
And then we also realized HSC is kicked off this week, and there's a lot of stressed out kids and a lot of stressed out parents holding themselves to standards, worrying they're not going to get into the uni course they want to do.
Yep.
So all of this ties in. What can we do? Like, let's just chat quickly about what can we do if we've got a kid doing HSC and they're stressed off their heads?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of them right now.
Yes.
Yes. So both the kids and the parents probably need a little bit of mindfulness in their lives. Yeah, a little mm-hmm. bit of meditation. You know, yep. we talked previously about training your brain and rewiring it and strengthening the parts that help you pay attention and remember. Good start, really. Mm. Yeah, definitely a good start.
Okay.
Yeah. And self-kindness as well. You know, quite often when we're facing difficulties and we're stressed and, you know, we're experiencing some kind of suffering or setback, you know, we tend to be tough on ourselves,
yes.
don't we? That's like the default setting for most people. But there are these fascinating studies that have found that when people fail a test at university or school and are then kind to themselves, they do better on the retest.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Yeah, if you don't beat yourself up, you actually do better on the retest than if you give yourself a really, really hard time.
Yeah.
And to understand that, you've just got to understand what self-compassion is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I said a moment ago, like when we experience suffering or setbacks or failure, we tend to be really self-critical, really tough on ourselves, beating ourselves up, often saying things to ourselves in our head that we'd never dream of saying to someone else.
Or just out loud.
I know, well, exactly, yeah. Even out loud.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do there is motivate ourselves and avoid repeating mistakes and just do better.
Yep.
But the effect that it has on us is that it triggers our stress response. So we're already stressed and flooded with adrenaline and cortisol, and we make that worse. And then we just make ourselves unhappy, so we can't focus properly. We waste time. I mean, if you fail a test or if you don't do well at something, what you want to do is just accept that that's happened and just recognize that it's human to fail sometimes, and then just focus back on what you need to learn to do better next time.
Yeah, right.
Rather than wasting all this time beating yourself up, making yourself feel bad, which makes the study unpleasant, so then you want to avoid it, so then you're watching another season of Netflix. And So actually self-kindness, self-compassion has been shown to result not just in better mood, like feeling better, but actually doing better.
But with teenagers, and I have one who's very hard on herself, and especially now, and if you're a kid on your way to your HSC exam or you're a parent or you know a teenager that's going through this, is there something we can do to help? Because teenagers are critical as a default setting.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what they do.
Yeah.
How do we take the pressure off them during this time? Because I think there's too much emphasis placed on the HSC and the results, and and it's like sometimes you just want to take all the kids and say it's gonna be okay.
Yep.
This doesn't mean the rest of your life is ruined if you stuff up a test, or is that the best thing to do, is to just really alleviate all the pressure from our kids?
Well, you can take the pressure off in a way where you still sort of have the expectation that they're going to study and apply themselves.
Yeah.
It's not self-indulgence.
No.
Self-compassion is not self-indulgence where it's like, oh, whatever, you know, it's only school, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a very useful or healthy approach.
Yeah.
But to maybe give them a sense of context, you know what? Yeah, it's a massive, massive year, but there are so many other ways to get where you want to go in life and, you know, to make failure okay. I mean, we've all failed.
Yes.
We've all had setbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And to let people know, you know, often kids look up to us and they think, oh, you know, parents.
Oh, admit mistakes. Kids, it's like dog at school day when you say to your kids, you know what, I stuffed up.
Yep.
I was wrong and you were right.
Yes.
Yep.
Or it's okay. I think making failure okay is really important, especially if you've got a kid doing HSC at this time of year or if you're a kid listening now. Don't aim to fail.
No.
But if you do, dude, that's okay.
But
that's
just remember too, my life now, as almost a middle-aged man, I'm right there, has absolutely nothing to do with my high school years.
No.
Often it doesn't.
Exactly.
No. Sometimes it does.
But it just seems like that at the time, doesn't it?
It does.
For all of us, it just seemed like it was the biggest thing in the world. And if it doesn't go well, life is over and you're not going to go anywhere.
No.
And it's the worst thing. So just to realise there's a bigger picture, there's a lot of perspective. Failing's okay as long as you learn from it, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
So just being kind to yourself, training your attention. The more you can keep your attention in the present moment when you're going through a stressful thing like that, you know, practicing a bit of meditation, focusing on one thing
and
at a time.
And not worrying about, oh, I'm going to fail, get a job, be homeless, like, you know, you take yourself right to dead in the gutter.
Or,
you know,
exactly.
Like that whole big circle.
Under that bridge,
always.
In the box.
Yeah,
you know?
Always.
And all of that, of course, you know, it makes us feel unhappy. We can't focus. We're stressed and anxious and depressed. And meanwhile, we're not focused on our schoolwork.
Right down, yeah.
So the attention's going to keep going to the exam and worrying about what if you don't do well, but you just want to bring it back to the study that you're doing, the meal that you're eating, whatever's happening in that moment.
I love that. That's so easy. All right. Thank you, Dr. Richard.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome back. I hope that helped. We hope that helped some of you guys heading into school now.
Take a load off.
You'll be okay. It's okay, you guys. I just want to give you a big hug and go, just do your best.
It's all right.
See what happens. APS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. We'll see you next week.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Joel.